You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. The University of Michigan has created a website to help celebrate the school's history. It's called the Heritage Project. And joining me to talk about it are project manager and U of M Director of Executive Communications, Kim Clark, and U of M History Authority and Project Consultant, Professor Jim Tobin. Thank you very much for stopping in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So I understand the website is basically tied to U of M's bicentennial, which is coming up in 2017.
That's correct. The University of Michigan was founded in 1817 in Detroit, and so obviously that makes 2017 our bicentennial. And we thought this was the perfect time to start showcasing our history and sharing with people and sort of priming the pump to get people excited about the bicentennial and also 200 years of interesting chapters and accomplishments.
All right. So if somebody goes to the website today, what kind of stuff will they see on there?
They're going to see lots of photos, mostly from the Bentley Historical Library at the university, which is the university's archives. Mm-hmm. They're going to see stories that cover 150 years, first women students at the university, influential law professor, student activities during World War II. There's a number of eras that are covered.
All right. Professor Tobin, what was your role, I guess, in helping to put this all together?
Well, I'd been writing about university history for a number of years, and so when the idea came about that there would be a new site sort of laying out the story of university history, Kim and I began to discuss what might go into that site. So a lot of planning, a lot of reading, a lot of writing, and thinking about what was the best way to combine all of the assets that the university has to demonstrate its history into one website that would showcase great stories. So we started to write stuff and to collect photographs and to collect video and audio and start to combine these things into digital narratives. So I think the thing that I was hoping for most was that we would showcase the extraordinary sort of diversity of the university's history, the fact that so much has come together in this one institution in terms of student life, teaching and research, extraordinary alumni. We sort of have this enormous microcosm of American life here in this one institution. So to tell about that and all its aspects was going to be a major challenge.
Do either of you have any favorite stories, I guess, that are told through the Heritage Project so far, at least to this point?
Well, one of my favorites is about William Ravelli, who was the longtime director of bands at the university, mm-hmm. director of the marching band and the symphony band, and just a very interesting man. Many people played in the band. They remember him as the chief. He was extremely demanding of his musicians, and I suspect at the time they cursed him. And now, as alumni, they think very highly of him and revere him. The marching band building on our campus is named Ravelli Hall. Mm-hmm. But in researching Dr. Ravelli's life, he just, you know, he was raised this way to be a perfectionist. When he was a little boy, he was 7 years old and living in a small coal town in southern Illinois. And every Sunday morning, he would walk to the local train depot and catch a train all by himself to St. Louis, the big city of St. Louis, to take violin lessons. And he did this for 10 years. And, I mean, that's the level of dedication that I think he then expected of his musicians. And that tradition of excellence still carries through with our band program today. And that's the type of legacy we're trying to show with these stories, how the work of somebody from the 30s and the 40s and the 50s at the University of Michigan, you can still find it today in some of our programs and our activities.
Excellent. Jim, any favorites of yours on there?
I was thinking about the fun I had going back into the 1870s to tell a story about a young woman who has really been forgotten, not somebody known among the U of M's illustrious alumni. Her name is Mary Downing Sheldon, young woman from upstate New York. Turned out that she left behind an extraordinary collection of personal documents, letters to her parents, letters to her best friend at home, all about life as one of the first women to attend U of M in the early 1870s.
Okay.
And she was a wonderful writer. She lays all this out in extraordinary detail and drama. So to kind of recreate that long-lost life, that was great.
All right. Will we be seeing more stories added between now and the bicentennial in 2017?
Absolutely. We intend to add 10 to 12 stories a year. These stories take some time to do. If anybody has done historical research, they know it can take you down a long and winding road.
Sure.
But yes, absolutely. By the time the bicentennial rolls around, it will be a very full site. I think it's pretty good now for its launch. But no, we've made a commitment that we will continue to add content to it.
I understand it's not just the happy stories that will make it onto the site. There's a little of the, shall we say, the darker side of the school's history, too?
Well, right. We didn't want to pretend that everything has been all sweetness and light at U of M. It's like any other human institutions. It's had its struggles and its problems. So one story like that that's in the launch material is a story about grave robbing done on behalf of the medical school in the 19th century. It's a story that could be told about virtually every medical school from that era. Anatomy classes need cadavers, and so cadavers were procured. So you have to read the story to find out what happened.
Okay. If someone wants to check out the Heritage Project, what's the web address? Where should they go for that?
They can go to heritage.umich, which is UMICH.edu.
Excellent. And I understand it's actually designed for, it's not exclusively for, but it's designed for tablets.
Yes. We are an increasingly mobile society when it comes to our computer work. And the designers built it to work exceptionally well on a tablet. Of course, you can also access it off of your desktop.
Okay. Anything important we're leaving out that you'd like to add?
We should give a plug to the design firm,
absolutely.
Enlighten, which is a media consulting firm in Ann Arbor that we went to come up with the best possible look and feel and navigation for this site. We think they did a spectacular job.
They did. We liked them from the start. They were excited to do the project. They have a number of alumni on their staff, which sort of adds to the enthusiasm. And we couldn't be happier with the site they designed and built for us.
Very good. Kim, Jim, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you. Having us here.
Kim Clark is the University of Michigan's Director of Executive Communications and Project Manager for the U of M Heritage Project. And Professor James Tobin is a U of M history expert and author and project consultant.